Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Commanding Your Life. This is your host, Beverly Sells Jones, and I am an author, teacher, speaker, seminar leader of the Silver Method, the Prime Directive, and other techniques. On this show, I talk about how to expand your world of thought, exploring the world of positive thinking, Bible-based law of attraction, and consciousness from many points of view. I intend to share with you information that will enlighten and empower you in your life. I am here to encourage you to think in the positive, and I want to show you that miracles can happen. I truly believe you have been given the power of the word and thought to create the life that you want. When we're on air, please feel free to call in at 347-838-8437 to join into the conversation. When we're not, send me an email at beverly@commandingyourlife.com. Thank you for being here today, and let's go on with our program.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I hope that you are doing fantastic. So, this is a wonderful, beautiful, just gorgeous day. And I want to welcome you to the show. Today's show is going to be, as always, at least I think so, kind of interesting. It's a concept that I have been believing for a long time. And I know, I mean, personally, that it is absolutely true. This is a concept that just will make you think about the person that you are. So today's episode title is How Thought Can Age You Beyond Your Actual Years of Life. So if you are 40, where are you really as far as your age is concerned? Where are you as far as the life that you're living and how you're living it, right? And are you reflecting being older than 40? Are you reflecting being younger than 40, right? So we're going to talk about that today. But I just want to take this time, as always, to welcome my listeners. I want to thank you for being here. You know, when you're on the radio or when you're on air, you have no idea if anyone is listening to you at all or if you're just talking, you know, to the universe, which is fine with me. I'll talk to the universe and it will always turn around and come back because what I want to bring out is positive, very positive vibes. So, I hope your week was well. But as always, let's start our show off and slow things down a bit. For those of you who are new to listening to this show, I just want you to know that as you saw, the music, intro music, is slow. It's not fast. It's not super upbeat. And not because super update beat is bad. It's because I want you to relax. I want you to slow down. I want you to be able to slow down and learn to listen to that voice inside. Listen to your intuition. Listen to the voice of the Creator. There are lots of things that help you. You think better when you slow down. Ideas come to you much quicker. You learn faster when you're slowing down because of the way the mind works. So if you're in a location where you can close your eyes, then do so. Otherwise, if you are driving or operating machinery, either pull over and stop or disengage from the machinery before listening to this part of the show. I'm going to take you through a short meditation and teach you how, in a short couple of minutes, you can relax your body and open your mind to whatever you want to do. So close your eyes and place your hand upon your thighs. You know, sometimes we have no idea where to put our hands. Just put them, rest them lightly on your thighs. And then take a deep breath in and out. Another deep breath in and out. And starting at the top of your head, you're relaxing all the muscles of your body. The more you resist relaxing, the more your body wants to relax. Feel any tension in your body, wherever it may be, in your neck or your shoulders or your forehead, you know, making that squinting look. You know, relax that forehead and your eyes. Unclench those jaws. Is there tension in the back, in your back, in the curve of your back? Just kind of sit up a little straighter and relax. Tell your body to relax. Breath in. Out. There's nothing for you to do except relax and listen to my voice. In whatever manner relaxation feels to you, it is right. Relax. There's a power and presence in the universe that always has been and always will be. That power and presence is the creator of the universe. It created everything out of itself, and everything is created and contains it. You are an expression of the creator of the universe. You are perfect and whole and wonderfully made. You are not broken. You are a whole and perfect person. You are strong, you are independent, you are smart, you are a leader of whatever it is that you are most passionate about. You are really, truly a reflection of the Most High. Take a deep breath in and out. What is your intention for the week? What is it that you really want to accomplish this week? Just one thing. Think about it. But I don't want you to think about it in the way that it has to be done. But I want you to think about what it feels like when it is complete, when you have done everything that you were supposed to do. What does it feel like? Are you relieved? Are you joyful? Are you sad because it's something that you have to do and it may not make you happy, but you will experience relief when it's over? Is there a chore that you've been putting off that you need to do? Take 10 minutes and just do 10 minutes worth. Just go do 10 minutes worth. I call those my 10-minute to-do list. And a lot of times I get started because most of the time the key is you've got to get started. And that 10 minutes may turn into 15 or 20 or 30 or the whole thing might get done. But if you go in and just say, I'm going to clean that junk drawer out for 10 minutes and just say, I'm going to pick that little corner of the junk drawer, clean it out. You'll feel good because that corner of the junk drawer is cleaned out. Is there a room? Is there a report that you need to get done and you've been putting it off? Just do 10 minutes. So let me just think about this for 10 minutes and get this piece, this paragraph completed, or this part of the spreadsheet done for 10 minutes. You will accomplish something this week. Take a deep breath in and out and remain relaxed as we talk about today's topic of how thought can age you beyond your actual years of life. Take a deep breath in. Relax. And let me say, every day, in every way, I am better, better, and better. Negative thoughts and words have no power over me at any level of mind. Relaxing is so beneficial. As you notice the place in your body where you feel most relaxed, realize that the feeling is moving throughout your body. And you know that relaxing is wonderful. Take a deep breath. I'm going to count from 1 to 5. At the count of 5, you will be wide awake. You will be feeling rested as though you had a full night's rest. So 1, 2, slowly coming out. 3, 4, 5. Wide awake. Feeling fine, feeling better than before. It only took a couple of minutes to get through that. But hopefully you are feeling relaxed and refreshed and open to learning today. How about that? Well, I know that curiosity can get some folks, but the statement really is, as I put in the intro for the program here on Blog Talk Radio, you know, age is just a number. I've heard that so many times in my life. You know, I've heard that especially when I'm talking to friends and people that I meet about people dating an older or younger person. Age is just a number. Now, we know that age can be just a number, but we also know that there is also a maturity level that has to be taken in consideration. But even though age is a number, it's how you look at that number. It's how you look at the age that you are. Are you a 50-year-old who thinks like a teenager? Right? Are you a 50-year-old that thinks like a 50-year-old? Or older, yet people think you're much younger than you are because of the way you carry yourself, the way you look, the way you act, the way you, the energy level. Is it just the number of your age? But I'll tell you, the way you think will make a difference in the way you age. Let me tell you. I went to my class reunion, and I'm not going to say which one, but I went to my class reunion, and I haven't been around, you know, my class reunion is in the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area, and yes, I'm here in Dallas, right? And so what happened was I was all ready to go and be and enjoy and meet my friends and talk. And then reality hit when I got to the reunion. It never dawned on me that I would see people in wheelchairs, people in walkers. Well, I knew we'd have gray hair, and I knew there'd be some guys that were bald, and I knew we'd have some wrinkles and put on little pounds. But I looked around, and there were some people who looked and felt and had the energy of a young person. And then there were others who I spent 2 minutes with them, and I went to the other side of the room because of their attitude, because all they talked about was who died, who was sick, who was this, and their aches and their pains, and on and on and on and on. One of my favorite writers is Ralph Waldo Trine, and I've talked about him before. He is from the early 1900s, late 1800s. But his writings are very, very relevant still today. And in his compilation, it's a compilation of a lot of his writing. It's called This Mystical Life of Art. And they are essays from different of his writings. And today's talk is coming from that. And it's the title of it is an example, a very young old lady. Okay? Now, he's talking about this woman who's 80 years of age, you know, and she happened to be a friend. People would call her an old lady because at 80, you think so. And you just bring to mind somebody you know that's 80 years old. He says, and people call her old, especially for those who measure age by that number, right? But, he says, but to call our friend old would be to call black white. She is no older than a girl of 25 and indeed younger. I'm glad to say, or I'm sorry to say, depending on the point of view, that many a girl, well, depending on the point of view, than many a girl of this age. Yeah, right. Seeking for the good in all people. So listen to this. Seeking the good in all people, in all things, she has found the good everywhere. The brightness of disposition and the voice that is hers today that attracts all people to her, makes her so beautifully attractive to all people, has characterized her all through life. It has in turn carried brightness and hope and courage and strength to hundreds and thousands of people through all these years and will continue to do so, apparently, for many years to come. The brightness of disposition and the voice that is hers. Listen to this. It is her attitude. It is her thought process. He goes on to say, no fears, no worryings, no hatreds, no jealousies, no sorrowings, no grievings, no sordid graspings after inordinate gain. Inordinate, by the way. Didn't you say you couldn't go after some gain? Have found entrance into the realm, her realm of thought. As a consequence, her mind, free from these abnormal states and conditions, has not externalized in her body the various physical ailments that the great majority of people are lugging about with them, thinking in their ignorance that they are natural, and that it is all in accordance with the eternal order of things that they should have them. Think about that. You were told that, oh, you're a certain age and you need to be sitting down. You know, people tell me, Bev, why aren't you retired? And I go, retired to what? When I'm retired, I'm buried, right? But here's the thing. She has no fears, no worryings, no hatreds, no jealousies, no sorrowings, no grievings, no sordid graspings. From my book, Manifesting the Life You Want, Prime Directives for Abundant Living, I've said this on page 26. When you think negatively or absorb negative thoughts from your environment, it is like feeding yourself arsenic in lots of small doses until it grows to toxic levels. Your life and your health reflect what this mental and emotional poison is creating in the reality around you. Let me say that last sentence again. Your life and your health reflect what this mental and emotional poison is creating in the reality around you. So you actively, whether that's consciously or unconsciously, make choices about how you will respond in certain situations. But I tell you, as your awareness of the world changes and you participate positively, you begin to change the way in which you interact. And this realization and change can lead to understanding the true nature of your conscious and subconscious mind. That's what you are drawing into your life. This woman, 80 years old, drew happiness and joy into her life. Her body reflected that joy and happiness. That body reflects how she thought. She didn't carry that arsenic of hate and worry and fear and being jealous. She didn't do that. She was a pleasure to be around. Do you know people like that in your life? That you enjoy being around, spending time with? Let me tell you. Have you ever been with someone who is so happy they seem to be radiating a glow that inspires happiness in all those around them? That's what this lady did. Have you ever spent time with someone who was so critical and consistently gave off a negative vibration that seemed to suck the life and happiness out of everyone? Have you met that person? Are you that person that sucks the life out of people because you're so unhappy? Do you want to make that change if you are, but you don't know how? Well, there's many things that you can do. One is to get in touch with me and let's talk about it. I give you a free 30-minute consultation. But there's a scripture I want to share, and it's Galatians 5:22, and it says, "But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness." But you need help to get there. You need help to stop thinking about the negative things in your life, the things that cause you pain, things that make you unhappy. Yesterday, the pastor was talking about sometimes it's time to walk away. Sometimes it's time to release those relationships that are causing you to be in pain, in fear, in situations where you have no idea and you feel frustrated and you don't know what to do. Sometimes it's time to release those. The word agape means love. And the idea behind love is, one, you need to learn to love yourself. Learn to love and to release all those things you have been beating yourself up for and let them go. Because today is a new day. Today is a new beginning for you always. Today is the day that you make decisions that will affect you the rest of your life. Are you an old lady, man, because of the way you are doing and living and are miserable? You know, people talk about what's on their bucket list or the things they've always wanted to do, but they've been too afraid to do them. Make a change. Make one decision today, just one. You don't have to change everything. You can change the idea that you don't want to be stepped on anymore. You don't want to be ignored anymore. Don't be arrogant. But understand it's time to speak up for yourself. If you're in a situation that is volatile, figure out a way to get out of it. Figure out a way to walk away. Now, let me go on and talk about the Ralph Waldo said, Ralph Waldo tribe. He says, as good fortune would have it, while still watching her, this is the 80-year-old lady who's still watching, an old lady passed later. Old lady pastor, really old, this one, he says, though at least 10 to 15 years younger than the 80-year-old, so far as the count by the seasons is concerned. Nevertheless, she was bent in form, apparently stiff in joint and muscle, silent in mood. She wore a countenance of a long-faced sadness, which was intensified, surely, several fold by a black, somber headgear with an immense heavy veil, still more somber-looking if possible. When I read that, I thought about when women wore the black hats and veils in mourning, or they just wore black over them. That was not flattering at all. It says her entire dress was of this description. By this relic of barbarism garb, so it must have been a mourning outfit back then, combined with her own mood and expression, she continually proclaimed to the world two things: her own personal sorrows and woes, which by this very method she kept continually fresh in her mind. Also, her lack of faith in the external goodness of things, her lack of faith in the love and eternal goodness of the Infinite Father. Wrapped only in the thoughts of her own ailments and sorrows and woes, she received and gave nothing of joy, nothing of hope, nothing of courage, nothing of value to those whom she passed or with whom she came in contact. But on the contrary, she suggested to all and helped intensify in many those mental states all too prevalent in our human life. So think about it. How do you want to be? Do you want to be old in a young body? Or do you want to be young in an older body? Change the way you think. Change the way you interact with the world. Change. And as I said, if you want help, just email me at Beverly@commandingyourlife.com.
Well, thank you for being here today. If you have any suggestions for the show, or you know someone that I should interview, please contact me by emailing Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. That's Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. I'm also available via phone or online to assist you in making your life better. Don't forget, I have a free twice-monthly Commanding Your Life teleconference where you can ask questions and get answers For more information on the teleconference, go to meetup.commandingyourlife.com. And to receive a free Silver Ultramind ESP mini course valued at over $100, go to silverfox.silvacourses.com. That's silverfox.silva, S-I-L-V-A, courses.com. Click on the newsletter link on the left-hand side of the page and follow the directions. Join me on the next episode of Commanding Your Life. Matthew 9:29 says, "As you have believed, let it be done to you." And it is so.